June 17, God's measurement of my character. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. 2 Corinthians 10:12. Many measure themselves among themselves and compare their lives with the lives of others. This should not be. No one but Christ is given us as an example. He is our true pattern, and each should strive to excel in imitating him. To be a Christian is not merely to take the name of Christ, but to have the mind of Christ, to submit to the will of God in all things. Many who profess to be Christians have yet to learn this great lesson. Many know little of what it is to deny self for Christ's sake. They do not study how they can best glorify God and advance his cause. But it is self, self, how can it be gratified? Such religion is worthless. In the day of God, those who possess it will be weighed in the balance and found wanting. What men may say, what their opinion of us may be, amounts to very little. The question that concerns us is, what is God's measurement of my character? He who sustains another man in a wrong course of action is not on God's side, but on the enemy's. So did not I, Nehemiah says, because of the fear of God, Nehemiah 5:15. Every soul is to gird himself for the spiritual conflict before us. The world's plans, the world's customs, the world's conniving are not for us. We are to say, so did not I, because of the fear of God. Selfishness, dishonesty, craftiness are trying to intrude into hearts. Let us not give them room. Nehemiah kept his eyes single to the glory of God. By the stability of his course of action, he gave evidence that he was a brave Christian. His conscience was cleansed, refined, and ennobled by obedience to God. He refused to depart from Christian principles. Upon all who believe in Christ is laid the obligation of walking worthy of the vocation wherewith they are called, to reveal the character of Christ. The cross will honor every Christian who honors it. Holiness, a companion of humility.